Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedrez.org discussed a systematic review that found that patients who either received an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction or remained deficient reported lower quality of life than the general healthy population. After an ACL injury, many patients fail to return to the same level of sport competition, develop early-onset osteoarthritis, and have a fear of re-injury, all of which could contribute to a decreased quality of life years after an injury. By better understanding the long-term outcomes, clinicians can identify best practices and better understand what treatment options are best for certain patients. Therefore, Philbay and colleagues completed a systematic review and meta-analysis to report the quality of life among patients who are ACL deficient between 5 and 25 years post-injury. The researchers also sought to compare quality of life among patients who are ACL deficient, patients who had an ACL reconstruction, and the general population. After a systematic search of online databases, the researchers included articles if the study participants completed a quality of life measure, had not received a reconstruction, and were on average 18 to 55 years of age at the time of follow-up. The Downs and Black checklist was modified and used to gauge methodological quality. Overall, the researchers initially identified over 1,100 articles, which they narrowed down to 11 studies after applying the inclusion and exclusion criteria. Overall, study quality ranged from 11 to 21 points out of a total possible 21 points. Quality of life outcomes were available for 473 patients who were ACL deficient. 8 studies measured knee-related quality of life with the Knee Injury Osteoarthritis Outcome Score, or COOS, and reported scores ranging from 54 to 77 out of a possible 100 points where higher is better. Patients who were ACL deficient had lower knee-related quality of life than those in the general population, which typically had a score of around 81 out of 100. The authors found no difference in knee-related quality of life between patients who were ACL deficient and those who had an ACL reconstruction. Knee-related quality of life was not related to the length of follow-up since surgery. Patients who were ACL deficient had a similar health-related quality of life compared with the general population, but their scores were impaired when compared with a more physically active population of college athletes. Overall, the current study is important because it demonstrates that patients with an ACL injury, regardless of whether they receive an ACL reconstruction, reported an impaired quality of life at 5 to 25 years after injury. This is particularly true for quality of life as it relates to knee symptoms and function. It is critical that clinicians recognize that this population is at risk for reporting an impaired quality of life within a few years of injury. For example, if a college athlete tears his or her ACL, then before turning 30, the athlete is likely to complain of reduced quality of life and will be burdened for over half a lifetime. Clinicians need to use this data to counsel patients following an ACL rupture and throughout the rehabilitation process. Clinicians may specifically wish to consider discussing strategies for prolonging patients' joint health, such as weight control strategies. This will introduce patients to concepts that may help protect the joint from further stress, which could accelerate joint degeneration and lead to further declines in quality of life. Until specific strategies and patient guidelines are developed to protect long-term joint health, clinicians should continue to counsel patients on all potential future impacts that the injury may have on quality of life. We have an obligation to our patients to provide them with information they need to make informed decisions about their joint health. This past week, we had one other post on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. This post introduced the National Athletic Trainers Association's position statement on exertional heat illnesses. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a position paper on sudden cardiac arrests in sports, which was provided by the Sports Cardiology section of the European Association for Cardiovascular Prevention and Rehabilitation. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. And don't forget, we now offer evidence-based continuing education courses via Human Kinetics. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.